It's the start that stops most people. We've talked about it before, and we're going to talk about it again.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I like that quote that it's the start that stops most people. And the idea is that you might have a goal or you might have something that you want to achieve, something that you want to change, something that you want to chase, and you just don't do it because you don't get started. Now, what we know about starting is once we start, we can build some momentum. Now, some people will hide behind things like, I'm doing my due diligence. And I wrote about this on Facebook in the private group yesterday. Due diligence often, and I understand it needs to be done on some things, but often it's what adults hide behind as a really good excuse for overthinking and for not making a decision. You can get analysis paralysis where you just analyze something to the point where you never make a move. And I think 5, 10, 15, 20 years somewhere down the track, you look back and you go, what was that about? Why didn't I make that move? Why didn't I do the thing? And all you failed to do was not the achievement. You failed to start. That's the biggest thing. Now, I've been running these online programs since the Design Your Life 12-week program went live, and now we're currently doing the 28-day program, and I'm going to keep running those programs. I'm going to keep adding programs. I'm going to put one in at the beginning of next year, which will be the New Year's Revolution. We've done those previously on the podcast a few years ago where I did it through the podcast, but this platform with the videos, etc., is even more powerful. So keep an eye out for that because we're going to do that again. Here's the thing. Now that I'm doing these through an online platform, I can see where people are in the program. I can see what date they started and how much progress they made, how many videos they've watched, how far through the videos they've watched. I can see all of that. And what I've noticed is that there is a large chunk of people that kind of get to that 20% mark. So they get started, but they just don't quite get that. You know, well, the magic number seems to be 22%. I don't know why. They get to that 22% mark and then they drop off. Even on the 28-day program where there's just, you know, a five-minute video every day for 28 days, you make a commitment at the start to really try and make some adjustments in something. And you might consider that I'll just catch up. I missed today. Oh, I've missed tomorrow. The next day, I'm 3 days down. I'll start next week. I'll catch up. But my experience through watching the stats, for the first time ever, I've got actual stats, is people aren't doing the work. Now, there's a large chunk that are. They're right up to date, and those are the people that are getting results. Now, there's no shock in that, surely. When you do the thing, when you take the action, and then you've got a result and you adjust the action, that's when you're going to get some result that you want or towards what you want. Like, it just makes sense. I think about analogies. Like, you look at the 100-meter sprint, and you think about that first, I say 20 metres, but not even that first 5 to 10 metres, that first 20 paces when the athlete takes off. That's the start, and that sets up the entire race. Now, their race is broken down, obviously, into pieces, but that last 80 metres requires them to have an incredibly explosive, at the very minimum, very competitive 20 metres. Like, an athlete will never come from last at the 20-metre mark and win. There are definitely athletes that have strong wheels through the middle, but they still need a powerful start. So here's the thing. Whatever you want to achieve, you're going to have to start. And my advice to you is put more energy into that start than anything else you could possibly imagine having to put into. If you go into the start of something with incredible energy, with incredible focus, almost doubling down to the point where it's almost an overexertion, you're then going to build some momentum, and then you can start to coast because you got started. And again, it's the start that stops most people. How many times have you thought about an idea, thought about a thing, changing something personally, your job, getting a better qualification, 2 and 3 years later, still nothing, no more qualified, haven't put a foot into your, you know, whatever your outside of hours, you could have been creating some change. How many times have you said you'd get fitter and then you'll start next month or next week or next year? Like, how often has that happened to you? It's happened to me more times than I care to remember. And every now and then, people will hit a rock bottom. And I think rock bottom's a good place to be. Because when you hit a rock bottom, that's when you tend to start to make really tough decisions and start to move forward. When you don't hit a rock bottom, you just kind of languish in mediocrity forever. So don't look at rock bottom as a bad thing. Look at mediocrity as a bad thing, where I don't quite hit rock bottom, so it's not bad enough for me to make a change, but I don't like where I'm at either. This is your wake-up call. This is an opportunity to say, whatever it is that you want to change, let's get started. Make a commitment. Whether it be the Design Your Life program that I've got or a myriad of other programs that are out there, if there's someone else that resonates better with you, whether it's the New Year's Revolution that's going to kick off on the 1st of Jan, whatever it is, let me know if there's something I can do to help. Get involved in a program. But here's the thing. Commit yourself and know why you're doing it. When you know why you're doing something, then you, when the challenge comes, and it will, when you get a week or two in and you kind of, it's kind of becoming a thing. If you really push yourself, and I mean really push yourself, to go, well, what was the thing that made me start this? What was my goal, my focus? Why did I even sign up? And if that is not powerful enough to get you over the hump, then your reason wasn't strong enough and it may have been a bit surface level and you may need to go a little bit deeper. Find a compelling reason and you'll find a way through those challenges. It's a start that stops most people. I'm challenging you to get started.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.